Well, shalom from Israel. This is Billy Brim and Shelley right here, and we're smiling because we hear all of you from around the world, and it just tickles us that this can happen. I didn't sign on until a little bit later, and there were 50 of you already called in. I think we may have our highest number of callers today and joiners in the prayer. I did write down 44 states. Oh, no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 45 states. Isn't that great? And probably missed some of you because you may have been in the first 50 who called in. We have Washington, D.C., Ontario, Alberta, Mississauga, Saskatchewan in Canada, Puerto Rico, the Netherlands. Oh, my goodness. We are such a group going up before the throne of God right now. So let's do that together. And, of course, we've got Israel today. That's us right here. And, Father, we just thank you that we can join. We know, Father, that we're joining many times in prayer when we're not conscious of it. And we pray at our prayer times and throughout the day. We know that up around the throne you're receiving all of these prayers. But right now we do know that we're coming together. And we're coming together because you have told us in your word, bless the Lord, and I'm going to read it from the... from my Israel Bible, Stone Edition, for Zion's sake, I'm reading to you this, Isaiah 62:1. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be still, until her righteousness emanates like bright light, and her salvation blazes like a torch. Isaiah 62:6. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, have I posted guardians all the day and all the night. Continuously, they will never be silent. You who remind the Lord, be not silent. Do not give him silence until he establishes and until he makes Jerusalem a source of praise in the land. And so we're very conscious of the fact, we pray, that that's what you're doing, Father. And we don't give you silence. And here we are together, not giving you silence, but lifting our voices and praising you that this is ever so much closer today than it was yesterday. And every day we live, we're closer to the time when Jerusalem will be a praise in the earth. And we will have closed out the end of the sixth day and be entering in upon the seventh. And how we do praise you and give you glory and adoration for this, dearest Lord. Now, one thing that's happening in the earth, I was made cognizant of yesterday because over here in the land, I have my little red suitcase that I keep over here, and in it is this Art Scrolls stone edition of the Bible, the Tanakh. And I'm down, of course, at Yom HaMelech. I'm down at the Salt Sea. We call it the Dead Sea, but the Bible calls it the Salt Sea. And it was here, I've been reading about what Abraham, what happened here, you know, about how he fought right here in what's the Dead Sea right now, the Salt Sea. That's where the kings had their battles, and Abraham, you know, they came down here with those Chedorlaomer and the other kings. And, of course, this was the plain. It was the beautiful plain that Lot chose when he looked upon it. It was green and lush, and they were so rich. God had blessed him and Abraham and Lot so much. They were so blessed with flocks, which was wealth, and the land couldn't sustain both of them. So Abraham offered to Lot his choice, and Lot took this choice. Now, if you looked at it today, it's hard for you to imagine that it was ever the green, lush part of the Jordan Valley that Lot chose, because today it's the lowest place on the earth. What made this the lowest place on the earth? It was the judgment of Sodom when God struck it. And I was reading yesterday in Genesis 18, when the angels came down, and met with Abraham, and Hashem said, and of course that's Jehovah, "Shall I conceal from Abraham what I do? He planned to destroy Sodom. Now that Abraham is surely to become a great and mighty nation." Now here's the part I want you to get. This is how the Jews, who've been speaking Hebrew for so many years, translate Genesis 1:17 and 18. Now that shall I conceal from Abraham what I do? Now that Abraham is surely to become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall bless themselves by him. Shall bless themselves by him. That's the part I want you to give. Now, I'm going to read you Genesis 12:3, which is so familiar to all of us. When God said to Abraham, go. This is the way they translate it. And God said to Abram, go for yourself from your land, from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse. And all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. Now, I've been reading further in Genesis. In the Hebrew language, the verbs are very telling. And there is a case of the verbs that's reflexive. I could say, I wash the baby. But if I say, I wash myself, that's reflexive. I bathe my baby, that's one form. But I bathe myself, that's reflexive. Now, notice that it said in both those places, all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you, shall bless themselves in Genesis 18 by him. That means, and I'd seen this before because I had it written in the Bible, but I hadn't really been cognizant of it. We always read that his seed will bless the nations. But the point is, they shall bless themselves by him. The nations now, we're in the time of the judgment of the nations. It's not complete yet. Won't be completed until Matthew 25, but it's going on right now. The nations are either blessing themselves or cursing themselves by how they are acting toward Israel. And in the Jerusalem Post today, the Palestinian Authority has asked the World Court to probe Israeli war crimes for what happened on the Gaza border. Now, of course, none of this was instigated by Israel. It was all instigated by this call to have the people come and try to get through the Gaza border. But now these nations, certain nations, are coming and saying we need to probe Israel for their war crimes. So that nation, the Palestinian Authority, is not going to know the blessings of God. On the front page of the Jerusalem Post today, there's a headline, the Israeli Air Force is still striking in Syria. A senior officer reveals that Iran launched 32 missiles in May, not 20, as had been reported. Israeli jets have continued to strike targets in Syria following the recent Iranian missile barrage against IDF posts in the Golan Heights, a senior Air Force official said. We can assume that there have been strikes since the last events in Syria. We have maintained our freedom of action over Syria, stressing that Israel will continue to carry out airstrikes in the war-torn country. He said that Israel will continue to work with determination. Here's the purpose: to thwart the intention, the entrenchment of Iran in Syria, and the arming of the Hezbollah. So the Israelis are still striking, and they're using F-35 stealth fighters for the first time in combat. They are still striking in Syria, and they're going to take out entrenchment of Iranian troops even, and the arming of the Hezbollah. They will not allow them to get entrenched there in Syria. Now, there's something very, very interesting. There's another article that's very, very interesting today. Disputes, this is the headline, disputes emerge between Moscow and Tehran over Syria, Moscow, of course, capital of Russia, Tehran, the capital of Iran. Small cracks in ties between Iran and Russia regarding Syria emerged for the second day in a row on Tuesday when Russian sources were quoting as rejecting the idea that Moscow would use its advanced anti-aircraft batteries in Syria against Israeli planes going after Iranian targets. Moscow has made it plain that they're not going to back, they're not going to fight, they're not going to respond, they quoted, to the Israeli raids on Iranian positions in central Syria. Russia, according to these sources, is interested in preventing, quote, an all-out confrontation between Israel and Iran. So, this is good news. This also is what makes me think that this, though the players are in place, and though they're there, though Russia's there in Syria, though Iran, Persia is there in Syria, that this is not the time, the very, very, now it may have started all right because its very beginnings would include the players being in place, but it's not the fullness of the coming down into Israel by the troops, by the nations that are prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39, because there, clearly, Russia is the instigator. And now it's Russia who is saying, we're not going to respond to Israel's attacks. And they are trying to get Tehran to slow down and stop what they're doing. In fact, Russia said that it is time, Putin said, that it is time for all the forces, let me turn back to page 7 where it quotes them on what they said here. Hold on just a jiffy. We presume, this is Vladimir Putin's statement that he made to Bashar Assad. We presume that in connection with the significant victories and success of the Syrian army in the fight against terrorism and with the onset of a more active part of political process, that foreign armed services will be withdrawn from the territory of the Syrian Arab Republic. So he made a statement today saying that that involves all foreign troops in Syria, including Turkish, American, Iranian, and Hezbollah. In other words, Russia is calling for a pullout of the troops, which would further clarify that they're not wanting an to respond to Israel, and that they themselves think it's time for the foreign troops to make a pullback. So, praise the Lord, it's not going to be today. Glory to God. And let's lift up, without really fully understanding, let's lift up that situation on the northern border. So right now, Father, in the name above all names, I really do see that your hand is holding back. I know that intercession, that prayer can hold things back. And Father, in holding these things back, lives are saved. Isobra makalakadisho, and Elia Sabrate, Frashote, Makaradinjo. Father, we lift up the leaders. We lift up the leaders here in Israel who have to make the decisions, who have to decide when a bombing raid comes in, when it goes in. Father, in the name above every name, we lift up those pilots. We lift up those fighters, dear Father, and we lift up the leadership. We lift up Benjamin Netanyahu. We lift up, Holy Father, those having to do with the military and making those critical decisions of this little land that could not exist one day without the hand of the Lord upon it. without your angels in the heavenlies protecting you, without your body, without your people praying. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we do thank you for your wonderful and magnificent forces, your forces of prayer, your forces. We thank you, Father, and we thank you that it's held back. Oh, dearest Lord, we lift up our own. We have people here from the Netherlands. We have from Canada. And, Father, we have such a wide representative of the United States, including Puerto Rico. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, we just do thank you for your guiding our leaders. I am so thankful. Of course, we're ahead here in Israel. We're far ahead. We're 8 hours ahead of Central Time. And when I'm waking up in the morning, Shelley's waking up in the mornings, and we're doing our prayers, our leaders are asleep. And so we got an early morning advantage. And I pray for them to have a good night's sleep and have rest and have protection. Father, in the name above all names, there are things that we don't even know to pray about. Decisions that they have to make, but they can make them wisely if you, Spirit of the Living God, think through their minds. Think through their minds. Show them what to do about North Korea, about Israel, about Ishana Mohorasana Makaba, homeland security. Father, here all of us are together, and we're asking for the protection. We're asking for the direction, their direction, that they would walk in the light of the Word of God. And Lord, I've been praying lately because I see in the Word where you eventually are removing all the wicked from the earth. We're asking you to remove the wicked from places of where they could do harm to our nation. If they might be in a shadow government type thing, if they might be somewhere, if they might be working somewhere and their intentions are evil, we ask you to remove them from that job. Remove them, Father, in the name above all names. We lift up the administrative. We lift up the judicial. I've been praying today about the nine, about the judges, Father, that they would make the right decisions, that you would think through their minds, and that you would give us good judges. It seems in the Word of God that you spoke to Israel, you would give them their judges as at the beginning. Holy Father, we do pray for good judges. And we do pray about the midterm elections, Father. In the midterm elections, as the House of Representatives and as the Senate, as people are elected, Father, we do pray in the name above all names for those to be elected who would follow God, who would move with God, who would help Ishando and not harm Ilibrasonta, good things happening for our country and good things happening for our Ishona Mokomra, for Israel, and good things happening for the church, the body of Christ. How thankful we are, how we do praise you, how we do give you honor and glory, Lord. Father, in the name above all names, our tour people are getting on the airplanes today to come to Israel. Shelley and I are here. We're awaiting them. And they'll be here tomorrow. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, I pray for every person. I pray for their bodily health. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I plead the blood of Jesus over their automobiles and airplanes. Every mode of transportation will be protected by God and held up by angels. And Father, that's a long trip for a human body. I'm asking for supernatural influence of God upon every person. I lift them all up. I lift up Diane Gerber, Lord, that her body would be quickened. and strengthened, and her youth renewed as the eagle's. Father, I pray about the luggage. In the name above all names, may the blood of Jesus touch their luggage, and every piece of luggage arrive when they arrive. Now, I want to talk to all of you and get you to agree with me on this. The weather here has been so hot. Very, very unusually hot weather for May. We're at Yom HaMelech, which is the Dead Sea, and today our high is 41 degrees Celsius. Now, I don't know how to exactly change that over in Tiberias, which is by the Sea of Galilee. It's 38 degrees high today. And these temperatures have been going on for several days. When we got off the plane and we got onto our car, the taxi drivers, what's 107, which is 41 degrees right now? It's 107 degrees here at the Dead Sea. Now, it looks like a break is predicted for tomorrow, Shelley. The high tomorrow is 37 degrees. Do you have a way of finding out what that is? And our tour is coming here to the Dead Sea first. Tiberias is 34 tomorrow. So it looks like there's at least a 4-degree drop. When we go to Ariel, it will be 27 degrees. So here's what I want us to do. All over the world, I want you right now with me to speak to these weather conditions. In the name above all names, in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I do speak to you, we do speak to you, and we do tell you, cease and desist in the heavenlies over Jerusalem. Cease and desist with the hot weather. Yes. In the name above all names, we move that system out. And we would move in pleasurable weather, for the length of our tours, that none of the people will be affected at all by the weather. In the name above all names, you break. In Jesus' name, you break. Thank you, Father, for all the people who have joined in today. And thank you that they are those guardians that you have set over Jerusalem and over Israel, that they are the ones who will not keep silence. In Jesus' name, we praise the Lord. I just got a text from Lynn that tomorrow here at Yom HaMelech, the predicted high of 37 will be 98 degrees. So it's breaking. That's certainly down from 107. And it's breaking, and it's going to break further. I am asking and I am saying in the name above all names, the name of Yahweh Yeshua, I am saying that it will go lower than predicted. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, you gave them a cloud for a cover. You gave them an air conditioning system as they walked around in the desert. And so, Father, we're asking you that for our tour. We're asking you that for our people. We just praise you for it and give you glory for it in the name above all names. I have to just praise the Lord one more time. And just tell you, you know, we've recently had our Authority of the Believer conference in Collinsville at the end of April. And we knew that we were going to have a crowd that would exceed our capacity in our new church auditorium there in Collinsville. So we knew we were going to put up a tent and that our church people, local church people, were going to sit in the tent. And so my daughter-in-law, Candace, who heads up the prayer there, she's a pastor also, along with Chip, and she heads up the prayer, and I said, Candace, get started on that weather. We don't want any tornadoes blowing through there on our tents. And she said, oh, we've been on it for 2 months. So for 2 months, they had been speaking to that weather. Did you know, and some of you who've been on here every week do know, because I've praised the Lord for it, I heard on the local news broadcast, and it was on the, and people told me, someone told me they heard it three times on the national weather. Oklahoma set a record for all time in April having no tornadoes. That's the height of tornado season. They had no wicked weather. I believe it's because the body of Christ controlled that weather system. Remember, Brother Hagin said, always told to us, doesn't do you so much good to pray about weather. You must speak to it, because when God created the world, the weather was perfect. That all came in with the curse. So in the name above all names, I'm believing, I'm saying, I'm receiving with all of your agreement that we're going to have pleasant weather, and it will be the talk of the country, not the heat, which was the talk of the country when we came into this land, but the talk of the country will be the heat spell broke, and we have very nice, pleasant, even unseasonably pleasant weather. Oh, we do appreciate you just hovering over us, just praising the Lord every day that we're having a good trip. Oh, Holy Father, that we will be where you want us to be, that our feet will be directed by the Lord. In the name above all names, in Jesus' holy, precious name, that we'll go with the Spirit and be exactly where you want us to be, seeing and hearing and praying and saying exactly what you want us to say. Lord, I lift up all the faithful ones who joined in today. What a blessing, what a blessing. Shelley and I just had to smile at each other as we heard you naming your places all over the world, all over the United States, Washington, D.C. area, and 45 states, and I bet I missed some of the states. We did have some people come by from New Hampshire, and I didn't have New Hampshire today down. I don't have Delaware today down. So bless the Lord. If you are from either of those states, please let us know, because, my goodness, we'd be pretty close. We've got Alaska. I didn't hear Hawaii. And sometimes we do have Hawaii. So every one of you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for remembering us. And it looks like, unless I'm on a bus or something, that we will be able to do the prayer calls from Israel while we're here. So we love you all very, very much. In Jesus' name we thank you. Shalom, shalom, from the lowest place on earth, because it's where judgment struck. Shalom, shalom.